Well, how many of you have had an opportunity to sing hallelujah anyhow? I'm going to set this mic up a little bit higher so that we can get audience response as we enter tonight's message. The men of valor are putting notes in your hand, and be ready to leap off of your seat and rush to the microphone and share what God has put in your heart. I don't know how many remember, we told you that 2016 would be a year of miracles, signs, and wonders. And some people took that to mean only prayer lines and laying hands on the sick. But there are things that have occurred in the earth this year. Brexit was a miracle that they said couldn't happen. This last week, Italy announced that they're going to start reissuing the lira and pull out of the euro. Now, there was a time when I told you that when Europe started using their currency, Greece started first, and then it went throughout Europe to get around the U.S. so that Iraq, Iran, some of the countries were taking other currencies instead of the U.S. dollar for oil, contrary to agreements that H.W. Bush had set up. And I told you then that it would bring financial disaster because they became a nation formed against the U.S. This year, you saw miracles happen in a whole lot of different areas of things they said couldn't happen or things they said was going to happen and it didn't. And finally we got to November and God honored His word, which had began to be uttered prophetically. And I'm finding out now that it's already happened. There's more people telling me about other people who had heard from the Lord also, but we told you long before he was the candidate that God had a plan and Mr. Trump would be the president. Yes. The Lord dealt with me this week and he said, for years now you've made a Wednesday night confession. Other churches picked up that confession for a season and then let it slide. But you've continued to make that confession. He said, do you realize it's coming to pass? He said to me, though the vision tarry, wait for it. When I wrote that confession many years ago, I did not realize what God was doing. I just prayerfully wrote down what God said to write. But we have consistently made that declaration that the heart of our president is in the hands of the Lord. That the heart of leaders around the world was in the hand of the Lord. And nations are being shaken. Things are taking place that they said couldn't happen. And we saw it first with Britain pulling out of the EU and now other nations pulling out. What was being broadcast as the example that America needed to follow has now fallen on such hard times that they can't even keep it together. Because God has a different plan, and it's not a left-wing socialist plan. It's a God-first plan. And I've shared with you continually for decades now that the soothsayers and prophets of doom for America are speaking out of the wrong side of their understanding. America was formed under the hand of the Lord. And when our nation first proposed to become a nation, they gathered together a tree beside a church in New York City, just a few yards from the Twin Towers that went down. And President Washington stood at that spot and dedicated this land to God Almighty. And I don't know if you realize it, but when the infidels ran their airplanes into the Twin Towers, they were attacking the spot where America was dedicated to God, and God established the Angel of New York to watch over the land. And there have been angels watching over this land. And sometimes we wonder, well, why was that able to happen? Why was that able to happen? Don't look at the battles. Look at the outcome of the war. We are not going to win battles and lose the war. We may lose battles, but we win the war. And God is making a change. And he said to me this week, as I said, Father, what do I share Wednesday night? He said, do you see the new era? And I said, I want to. What are we discussing, Lord? He said, what you see happening in the financial sector, what you see occurring in the political arena, are but shadows of what's taking place in the spiritual arena. And he said, what I said would take place and what you through your declaration have been prophesying into the air has not gone unheralded. Amen. Do you realize that Wednesday night after Wednesday night you've met and you've said those words, but those words were being launched in the atmosphere and was affecting the spiritual, financial, political, economic, all the arenas of our nation. But Pastor, we're just a little hole-in-the-wall gang in Texas. All it takes is an understanding of Scripture. He said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. When the Spanish Armada was coming up the Thames, they came to the Queen of England, and one messenger came in saying, the Spanish Armada is coming up the Thames to launch war against us. And another messenger came and said, well, I had his name a minute ago. John Knox is praying against you. What are we to do? And she said, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than I do the Spanish Armada. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Church, are you a righteous man? Are the words of your mouth with power and authority? And Daddy said, what was released in the miraculous in 2016 will affect the manifestation of what occurs in 2017. Do not call to mind the former things. But Pastor, we've heard this before. He said, don't call to mind the former things or ponder the things of the past. Pastor, why didn't it happen in 2014 or 2012 or 2010? I don't know these things. I listen. And if God tells me something, I appear to have some knowledge. If he doesn't tell me anything, I don't know what to tell you. But if you'll begin to listen to God in your prayer closet, He will expand your understanding beyond your education, which is different from society today, that we have people pontificating beyond their education. Behold, I will do a new thing, something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? Church, are you aware in your spirit, man, that God's doing a new thing? Has God been moving the furniture around in your inner being, talking to you about what's going on in the earth and what's about to take place politically, financially, spiritually, in all of these realms? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The people who I form for myself will declare my praise. Are you a people that are declaring the praise of the Lord? The Lord said to me, where there is movement in the realm of the Spirit, there is corresponding movement in the earth. Everything that takes place in the earth takes place in the spirit realm first. And if we are praying, it's not a little thing what Brother Ken led you in tonight. Those words have again and again been reinforced by you, and they have begun to pierce the realm of the Spirit and cause new things to occur and take place. We're approaching not only the end of a year, but also the end of an era. The liberals of our nation had plans to eradicate Israel and to remove Christianity from our nation. There are only two groups of people that you can berate and speak evil against and get away with it with the politically correct police, and that's Christianity and Judaism. You can talk about them and no harm, no foul, but talk against anything else. But you've seen a movement through the left liberalizing homosexual weddings. Well, why are they doing that? To discount the value of what God exalted in a man and a woman being joined together for His purpose. You've seen the liberal agenda to increase abortions in our nation. What are they doing? What the Bible said they would do. There were so many liberal plans that they were on their tippy toes going, we're almost there, we're almost there, we've got it. And then out of left field, when all of the knowledgeable people, when all the pollsters, when all of the political experts said there ain't no way, God made a way in the desert. What is He doing? I trust you're not just looking for a new political era. God bless her with understanding. We're approaching the end of an era of liberalism running wild in the streets. Our Lord and King is doing a new thing in our nation. Why? He's setting the stage for revival, for renewal, for restoration of His purpose for this land. America is not going to hell in a handbasket. Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 14, you can turn in your Bibles. But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, men of Judea, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give heed to my words. For these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And I said, Lord, that's already occurred. And he said, are you that slow of understanding? And I said, what? And he said, just because it said with his stripes you were healed 2,000 years ago, has it been any less powerful for anyone since then who laid hold of the message? He said the reason it took place then was they laid hold of it. He said, if you'll lay hold of it, that same word never ceases, never runs out of its power. It's not of any private interpretation. It wasn't just for them. We don't look back and say, well, that's over. He said, no, my outpouring is available at any time to any people who will lay hold of it. Amen. And it shall come, and it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth my Spirit on all mankind. Is this the last days? It's more last than those were. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Do you see yourself prophesying what God is doing? You've been prophesying every Wednesday night. Do you now see yourself stepping beyond a written prophecy and letting words come up out of your spirit that change our nation, that change our church, that change our community? And your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will grant wonders in the sky above and signs in the earth below. We're seeing signs in the earth below. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved was not just for that time period. That's for today. Are you ready to prophesy? I didn't say, are you ready to be a prophet? I said, are you ready to prophesy? When the Lord gives you something in your spirit and you speak it out expecting it to come to pass, are you open to dreams and visions? When was the last time you said, Lord, I'm open to dreams and visions to be led of you? Can you see yourself ablaze with the Spirit of truth, speaking it as written with the fire of the Holy Spirit? Spiritual preparation provides for spiritual accommodation. When you start preparing yourself for vision and dreams, you start preparing yourself, Lord, I'm open to prophecy. I'm open to visions. I'm open to dreams. I'm open to utterances of the Holy Spirit. I'm open to speaking a word in season. What does 2017 hold for you? Has God begun to speak to you about the coming year yet? Has he told you anything about what's occurring or what's stirring in the realm of the Spirit? What are you sensing in your spirit about what's going on right now in the earth and what's about to go on in the earth? Has our Lord spoken to you or impressed on you any thoughts, ideas, plans, pursuits, purposes? I've left the mic open and turned on. And don't think, well, what God's been sharing with me is insignificant. Here a little, there a little. Together it comes to a bigger picture. Right now, what has God been stirring in your spirit? What has God been saying to you? Don't wait on someone else. Step up, speak out, say what God has been saying to you.
several things. First of all, God gave me a word. And that word was completion. And I said, completion, Lord. He said, yes, completion. And he said that for this body, the words that have been given you personally and words that have been spoken or prophecies over the church, he said those will come to completion in 2017.
Praise God.
He said those will come to completion in 2017. He said that he's calling the church out of the buildings in 2017. He said the church is to go out and to lift up his son, who is to return shortly. He said, but the focus is not on the building any longer. The focus is on the outside. Because those out there that don't know the son, it's time for them to know him, to get acquainted with him. And that can only be done by those that have the word, that are a son, can take it forth and share and do what God's son told us to do. He said, this is going to be prevalent for the church in 2017. That's about it.
I shared this on Facebook actually yesterday morning, and I wanted to read it exactly as it was given to me. I heard in my spirit this morning, 2017, the year of learning to lean. In this coming year, we as the body of Christ must become solely dependent on the it is written word of truth and purposing to apply it to every area of our lives. As the song that we sing at our church says, I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus because I found that if I trust him, he will provide. So 2017, we're learning more than ever to not just hear the word, but to receive the engrafted word and apply it to every area, even those areas that are lacking, applying that word and seeing, like Sister Michelle was saying, she's seeing the manifestation of those things because what has she done? She's laid hold of that word. She's not letting go of that word. And because of it, regardless of the time factor, she's now seeing the manifestation of that word that's been sown. So just more than ever, the body of Christ rising up and walking in the fullness of the it is written word of truth.
Okay, I think I hope I got my Bible characters correct. When Ruth and Boaz, during that situation there, Boaz instructed his gleaners in the field to leave handfuls on purpose. Here are the little, there are little, handfuls on purpose so that Ruth could come by and harvest some for her. I feel like that is kind of what we've had in 16. Handfuls on purpose. That's the, you know, the Brexit thing, and then the elections, and then, you know, this little thing and that little thing and that little thing. But I see for 2017 that it's not going to be here the little, there little anymore. God's given us the whole field, okay? It's going to be large things that are highly visible and highly undeniable for the world to see, not just for our benefit, not just for the church, but for the world to see. And it's going to be, they're going to be suddenlies, out in the open, God all over the place. And it is going to affect us. But it's the little bit here and there, the little blessings that Michelle was talking about. You know, we had quite a few throughout the year, but now we're getting the whole field. It's not just handfuls on purpose, the whole field. Fields.
For me, I've just been seeing in the last couple of months changes in my friends and the people around me. They've been coming closer to God, and I just expect for people that you've been praying for constantly, they're going to come and know God more, even closer, even better, and just start having conversations with you about it and wanting to learn more. And we have to be open and ready to share.
I guess this past week and even throughout the end of the year, God has reminded me of a message that Brother Brian spoke about, stepping out and taking steps. And sometimes we're waiting for everything to be perfect to take that step. And that in 2017, we just need to take a step and expect that because we take that first step, this huge thing's going to open. And with that next step, another huge thing is going to open. And he's not going to just leave us out in the water, but he's going to continue to expand what we think we can do.
Are you hearing a little bit of a theme? God has reminded me of a couple of scriptures. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And he said, the stage is being set, the way is being made, not so that we can just live a good life and be happy and get the government off our backs for a while and enjoy things. He said, I'll make a roadway in the wilderness. Well, a roadway is not somewhere where you pull up a couch and sit and chill and hang out and watch everything work out well. It indicates taking steps. It indicates going somewhere. We were created unto good works. Each and every person in here has probably not one, not two, but multiple dreams and visions in your heart. Things you want to do, things you want to see happen, places where if you had the finances, you would be building a ministry, you would be building a training facility. Magnificent things. Some of you have never even uttered it to anyone because it just sounds so grandiose. Yeah, right. But God has put those in our hearts. Those are the good works that we were created for. And the stage is being set for us to step out into those good works. It may just be a craft item that you make, but God wants to use that as a good work that when people come to you, they see him. They don't just see something you've fashioned. They are drawn to him. And in every way, in every facet, in the marketplace, in the economy, in the church, in the earth, the entire earth, manifest his will and his glory, his wisdom through who? Through the church. He wants to show his manifold wisdom to the powers that be in the earth through the church. That's you. So those things that you've dreamed of, that you've wanted to do, you were created to do those things. And so we have to take those little steps. And sometimes it doesn't look like it's really going to lead where we need to go, but that's what I feel like I need to do. And when you take a step there, God will open up something over here. So the word that I'm hearing that resonated with me from Pastor's notes was that preparation will accommodate the move of the Spirit. So God, it's not just a matter of spending time in the Word and spending time in prayer, but sometimes it's a matter of what's in my heart. What do I want to do? Go back and revisit the class that you taught, Brother Brian, about dreams. I can't remember what it was called. maximum dream achievement. Revisit those things and say, God, what is it you've called me to do? Do you want me to sing? Do you want me to work with my hands? Do you want me to stay home and pray? What's in my heart? We need to be busy because God is ready to elevate you. And we're not waiting on him. I believe 2017, he's saying the way is there to step into it.
I'm seeing favor for the sake of positioning. Favor for the sake of positioning. Where it seems that you may not qualify. Where it seems like you may not have enough money. Where it seems like you don't meet the world standards to get that thing or to be in that position or to have that opportunity or to have that job or to have that house or to have whatever that thing is, the favor of God will be manifest and it will bring you into that thing that God has for you, even when it seems like you don't qualify. It seems like you don't have the resources to get it done. The favor of God will be upon you to do it to the point where people will say, how did you do that? And you'll have to say, it was not me. It was the favor of God that was upon me. And when that manifestation of favor is completed and done, and you're in that new place, you're in that new realm, you're in that new position, you have that new thing, you will find yourself now positioned to bring an element of the kingdom to wherever that place is that you've arrived to. So it will be the favor of God upon you for the sake of positioning you to establish the kingdom of God or an element of the kingdom in that new particular area that that favor has brought you to.
There are a lot of things God has been telling me for several months going back, just reminding me of just your purpose, to not be afraid of your purpose, to walk in your purpose, to not compare yourself to others, to not compare yourself to yourself or who you were. He's really been also reminding me just even through music, even through Facebook, of the things that he said. They show memories on Facebook, and it pops up, and it's something that God told me 2 years ago, 4 years ago. And so he's just reminded me to step forward, that all of us need to step forward. All of us need to step forward in who we are individually and collectively, and not even to diminish something small, like a conversation over dinner like I had with a friend, or my brother talking to me about God, who doesn't really believe the way that I do yet, just talking about God, just reminding me just of faith, what we talk about being a muscle, that if I don't use it, it atrophies us. It's just reminding me what we say all the time of your identity, and your identity is something to grab a hold of, and just even just being a very unique person to be yourself, because people need to see different people. I can't be you, you can't be me. And there's something very unique in me that the world needs to see. It may be one way, it may be the other. Some people at work may say I'm crazy, but what they can see is, you know God, you love God, you're a real person. And they need to see what I needed to see when I saw somebody. They need to see that realness, they need to see that love, they need to see that joy. Point is to step into who you are, to know who you are, to step into it, and everything like they're saying, take that small step. And God reminded me of another day, and I was like, dang, God, you had to say that. He said, you know, I've given you so many ideas, and you haven't really used any of them. He said, I gave you so many talents, and you haven't used any of them. I was like, okay, I wanted to drop the mic because of the point. Yeah, I really did, because at the end of the day, there are so many things that we have. But, you know, I have to have the discipline, the preparation, like we said, to use them, because there's the smallest thing I think now I'm realizing is the biggest thing. If I bring one person into the kingdom, right, one person into the kingdom, then I've done something worthwhile. I've reproduced myself. And I mentioned it to Nip. hey, you know what? All we need to do is plus one. That's all you need, plus one. One, it could be 20, it could be a million. We do plus one, you've multiplied. But God has just reminded me about identity, about purpose, about stepping out and not comparing, because I'm a 45-year-old man, and God has to remind all of us, don't worry about what he did or she did. Worry about who I created you to be. Walk out your faith muscle. Walk in the glory I gave you, and you'll see once you do, all these things will pop up. Anyway, thank you.
All right. For me, I posted this on Instagram. This is from Focus on the Family. It says, don't let anybody ever stifle your potential and pull you down and keep you from being who God really intends for you to be. And then Pastor brings this. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do a new thing, something new. Now it will spring forth. And John preached a message, maybe it was last month or so, about light. And I kept seeing myself as a beacon. And Titus 2 has been stirring in my heart for like months. And so I shared it with my girls today. I sent them this specifically in a message before I posted it, because we have to be the light in our sphere that's stronger than the lights or the pseudo lights that are around them in the world. And not look back at the things that we didn't accomplish that God could have done through us before. But right now, what is God calling us to do? What is that light in us for? What is that purpose? How are we shining? How are we affecting? I mean, just even in our own sphere. And then just my team, there's just like a surgeons in Kingdom Kids. It's like, oh my gosh, what are we about to do? So y'all watch these kids. Because I told Tara last night, right now, 11, 6, 12, 5, they can minister God's truth and show people. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be working on imparting into them. But just that light and that boldness, that newness of breaking forth.
For 2017, I see the miracles, signs, and wonders being performed. We expect the ministers and evangelists to have signs and wonders, but the Lord says, no, that has to come from you also. And I see each individual member going out and performing these, not for our glory, but that God can see us working for him. The community can see it, and that he gets the glory. I've allowed him to use me in the past, but I don't want it to be just one time or two. I want it to be the normal, and I want our church to be the leaders to show this community and this world that it can be us and not just the leaders.
Okay, I really like that my kids came up, because your sons and daughters shall prophesy. So anyway, I had given them a word on Christmas that God, and I really think it expanded to everyone, but the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Many who think that they are first shall be last, and we kind of saw that with the election already. And then in John's vision of Revelation, there was a scroll that needed to be open, and there wasn't anyone to open it. And Christ was able to, he was the one, he was the Lion and the Lamb. He was able to open this scroll. And I just see there are things in people that we can open up, that we can open up in them, that they don't even know that's hidden in them, their gifts, their talents, that we have that ability, we have that anointing to open that up. And then the third thing was from 1 Samuel, where Samuel is grieving over Saul. And of course, we see that a lot of people are grieving over the election and what all has happened. And God told Samuel, how long are you going to grieve over Saul? Get up, take your anointing oil, go anoint David, go anoint the next king. And I just see that as us, and that's what's been going forth. We just need to take that anointing that's in us and go forth and bring other people and anoint them. I mean, bring them into their place, into their kingdom that God has prepared for them.
There's a scripture that it's always been in my heart, I think, since I was a kid in Sunday school, and that was seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that's been really resonating in me. And then God will add all things to you. I've just been hearing God and having a sense that it is not about what you want or what you think you can do, but you need to submit your talent and your gift to God and find out on a daily basis what your steps are to be. When you do that, you will have the success that you think has been eluding you in everything. You won't worry about things. I recently went to bed with a balance in my checking account over $300. The next morning I woke up and I was almost $400 in the red. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? How can this happen? And because I have been pressing into God, I said, you know what? It does not matter. I can't handle it anyway. God, take care of it. And I'm just going to praise you for it. And I really had peace. I'm not just saying it. I had peace. Next afternoon, account was above 400. I don't know what happened. All I know is when you submit to God, he will do it. And I'm hearing God say, I am the one to lead you. And I'm hearing him say, go back to prayer. This is a house, but we are a people of prayer. And when you pray, God will show you the way to go. When you want what he wants and not just what you want, you will see great and mighty things.
For 2017, I hear God saying that all of us will be more attuned to hearing his voice. As we step out to do those things that he's called us to do, we will hear his voice clearly. And as we step out, he will have our back. He also says, do not worry about making mistakes. Mistakes are just steps to learning. And that allows us to continually fine-tune and hear his voice even more clearly. When we hear his voice more clearly, we'll step out and do those things in confidence, and we'll see it manifested. And that'll bring others into the house and into his house. And again, we will be respected in our sphere of influence and in the world. We will no longer be talked about, talked down, walked over, and anything, because anybody that speaks against us while we're doing his work, bad things will happen to them. That's just it.
The thing I'm impressed with is focus. You know, going into the next year, just that you have to hone in on what's truly important and what God has designed each of us for, you know. Mm-hmm. Since Michelle talked about we're workmanship of God, creating Christ Jesus to do good works, and the Word talks about how we are, he put inside of us good things to do, and he's the one that's enabling us and willing inside of us to do those good things. We have to hone in and focus, but part of focus is making sure that you don't get distracted, you know? Like when you're using a microscope, there's something that you're looking for, and there's a whole bunch of things that you're not looking for. and you have to keep twisting knobs and really put into focus that thing that you're looking for so you can pull out of it or see out of it whatever it is that you need. But at the same time, there's a lot of other interesting things around or distracting things around. Those are the things you got to learn to focus on what's most important. It's not even that those things around aren't, they might be good things, you know, but what's that God thing inside of you to focus on? So.
If you will spend time in prayer, not praying for any specific thing, but just praying to be in His presence. Daddy, I just want to hang out with you. Daddy, I just want to be in your presence. Flow into your prayer language and then listen His words within the understanding come up in your spirit and utter them. You will begin to prepare yourself for what God has got for us in 2017. 2017 will be a powerful year, a mighty year. One of the things the Lord said, in 2017, you'll see things that you've waited to see, and you'll hear things that you've waited to hear, because in 2017, I'm turning up the volume. Get ready to be used of the Lord. We are not a handful of people struggling to get by. You are individually called of God for a divine purpose, and that purpose will be done. You're not here by accident. God didn't call you to be part of a big mass crowd at Brand X Church. He called you to be a world changer. And you've been in preparation. Now it's time to move into declaration. I'm anticipating the most fantastic year I've ever known. For those of you who spoke tonight and shared what you're hearing, get ready for more. You just opened the door for more. Because give, and it will be given to you. If you never give out the small words you have, you'll never have the big word that changes the world. But start with the little things God's speaking to you and saying to you, and don't be afraid or ashamed to speak it out. Because that's a seed coming out of your mouth going into the earth that will produce a harvest that you can partake of. Daddy God, I thank you for this people. I thank you for this season. I thank you for the move of your spirit. I thank you, Lord God, that you're crowning this people with your presence and your power. And you're demonstrating yourself as never before, glorious on our behalf. We have stood. We have waited, and now, Father, we enter into the outpouring of your abundance. Thank you, sir. I call this people blessed, anointed, infused, empowered. Thank you, Father. I'll be meeting with the board in my office. We'll try and be quick. Ministers are welcome to audit. God bless you.